This is a CKTZ News update.
Everyone can relate to grief of losing a loved one. But grief of losing your homeland, you don't realize how much you've lost until you stop and think about it.
Es como destruir nuestro corazón.
Campbell River's Tidemark Theatre is reopening at 7 p.m. September 17th with a showing of Canadian filmmaker Jennifer Abbott's The Magnitude of Things.
We thought this event was going to be the first in-person event since the Tidemark had closed to live audiences in March 2020. I understand from talking to Jim Kent, the manager of the Tidemark, that actually there was an event in October last year. So ours is going to be the first live event since that point in time.
Explained Dr. Don Goodeve of Extinction Rebellion, who organized the showing. The 460-seat roadhouse and presenter venue was built in 1946 and was one of the seven heritage sites identified by the city of Campbell River.
With Campbell River being a relatively small town, the Tidemark is really significant as a live venue, both for movies and stage and theatre productions and music. And I think it being closed has been kind of emblematic of a lot of the shutdown that's resulted from the pandemic. And so it opening again and welcoming live audiences again is hopefully a good milestone on the road to all things being able to open back up. I don't think we're going to be returning to whatever normal was, but having something like the Tidemark in the community and welcoming live audiences in and hosting productions like this, I think it's a big anchor for the community. So I'm really pleased to be seeing this happen. The reason that we decided to put on this movie is that, like, now is such a critical time for people to be aware of what's going on. And in the face of the climate crisis, which we've had in our faces, the heat dome that we had over the summer, the wildfires that have resulted, the terrible conditions that are going on in California, the ongoing drought in the prairies, et cetera. I think in the face of that, people are overwhelmed. And I think part of this movie is to like normalize that reaction. This is overwhelming, just like any loss. And I think the masterstroke that Jennifer Abbott has put in this movie is looking at the loss of her sister to cancer, which I think is an experience that many people can relate to, having lost loved ones and going through the experience of grief. And then relating that to the massive loss and change that's happening to the world around us and feeling powerless in the face of it. Now, from the point of view of the movement that I'm a part of, Extinction Rebellion, the whole point of this is that we are not powerless. We are only powerless if we choose not to act. And in the face of the possibility of loss, if we do not act, that is the only thing that makes it inevitable. So I see this movie as both something for people to actually realize that they are absolutely not alone in whatever feelings and experience they're having, but also to realize that there is a way forward, there is action that people can engage with. And I think at our point in history right now, and in the history of life on Earth, this is a pivotal moment. We have been told in no uncertain terms by the best scientific authorities available, by the largest scientific consensus in history, that we've got to change course drastically. We have to halve emissions by 2030. And right now, we're nowhere near close to the action that's going to take us there. And if we don't, then we have dire predictions of what's next. The summer that we've just gone through might be one of the coolest summers that we can expect to experience in our lifetimes. And I have no idea what my children will be facing. So in the face of that, I choose to do something about it. And I'm hoping a lot of other people will realize that together we actually have the power to make a change and create a future that we want rather than a future that we are going to get by default if we do nothing. After the movie, we're going to be having a panel discussion. I think the movie is going to leave people with a lot of their own experience and emotions and also a lot of questions. So the idea of the panel discussion is both so that people can get their questions answered and so that together we can explore the possibilities for action and what comes next. So at the Tide Mark, I'll be facilitating the discussion. I won't be fully participating in it. I'll be deferring to others. The key people that we have there is first and foremost, Jennifer Abbott, the filmmaker. So she'll be talking about her experience of making the movie and obviously responding to whatever questions come. Dr. Peter Carter will be joining us from Victoria. He's an expert reviewer of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and he's also a member of Extinction Rebellion. From his experience, he has basically decided this is the kind of level of action that is required, and he's putting himself into that process. And in Campbell River as well, we'll have Jessica Wegg joining us, who's the Green Party candidate for North Island Powell River. Jessica is very passionate about the need for urgent action. And so I'm very glad that she's going to be joining us in this discussion, both to talk about the political dimensions of what we're in, but also to talk about individual responsibility and the need for action.
It's time for revolution.
The thing with climate change, it's not like there's been one death and then we grieve it. This is continuous.
We need to tell the truth. We can't hide things just because it's not hopeful.
Out the way!
Will my grandchildren's eyes still be able to see what I see?
Estamos en un punto muy, muy crítico.